That's why, as governor, I'm going to bring it home by putting $1 billion more into public education.
I'm going to be working for you, working to make sure you're paid what you deserve, working to make sure that your class size is manageable.
Well, that's why my son Philip is talking about raising their salaries $10,000 or more.
That was Florida gubernatorial candidates Andrew Gillum, Gwen Graham, and the mother of candidate Philip Levine speaking on his behalf. This week in Florida's Democratic gubernatorial race saw each candidate compete for the votes of Florida's public school teachers, from tweets to television ads. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum and his Miami Beach counterpart Philip Levine got specific with their dollar amounts. Gwen Graham dressed in red and lent her support to the Red for Ed movement. An Orlando businessman and political novice Chris King, who has not yet cracked into the television ad market, tweeted he would look to give teachers the resources and pay they deserve. Meanwhile, a feud has been developing between the race's two North Florida candidates. Gillum launched an ad that, according to Politico, cost nearly $800,000, bankrolled by a political action committee attacking Graham as a phony progressive. Graham responded by piling on criticism Gillum has been enduring this week regarding hundreds of thousands of dollars in dark money he's received from committees that don't have to disclose their donors. Then there's the GOP race, which this week became a solidly two-man contest.
As I said for the last year or so, we would look to run for governor or go home.
That's Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran announcing he will abstain from running for governor, instead putting his support behind Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. At a GOP candidate forum over the weekend that was devoid of attacks, Putnam and U.S. Congressman Ron DeSantis outlined their positions on a number of issues, education among them. DeSantis, asked about policy for interrupting generational poverty, championed scholarships that give parents control over their students' funding, allowing them to use it for private school tuition.
I'd like to see educational scholarship accounts for every student that's on free and reduced lunch. Let's give these folks the ability, the parents the ability, to make the most of their kids' lives, and I think they will make the better decisions.
Like DeSantis, Putnam focused on students rather than teachers in discussing his education priorities.
My first act will be to restore technical and vocational training and put it back into our middle schools and back into our high schools.
Whatever goodwill was built at the weekend forum had seemingly worn off by midweek when the DeSantis camp released a statement on Corcoran's support of Putnam, calling it the, quote, endorsement of a fellow career insider, one that will only matter to his fellow swamp dwellers. When asked for a response to the statement during his announcement, Corcoran took a jab at DeSantis's frequent appearances and mentions on Fox News, asking, quote, was it from a studio in New York? For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.